gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another edition of Auto World. We've got an interesting broadcast lined up for you in this hour. Stan Major, talk show host, automotive journalist extraordinaire. I have to throw that in. And will be joining us here to tell us about some of the latest vehicles that has graced his Florida driveway. Also, in this hour, we're going to have the latest in automotive news for you. In hour number two, the latest in motorsports news with our news editor, Jeff Bressler. Also in hour number two, Jeff Bartlett, who is deputy auto editor for Consumer Reports. We're going to be talking about something called Project X, as well as the latest comparison test between the pages of Consumer Report in the current issue. And in hour number three of the program, on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we will be joined by the woman who calls herself the car coach, because she is the car coach, the woman with the name Lauren Fix. And it's her real name, believe it or not, her last name is indeed Fix. But she is a certified mechanic, an ASE certified mechanic, and a noted spokesperson, does a lot of television work. You may have seen her on the Today Show or Good Morning America or Oprah. She's written a number of books, and she's a very interesting person, so we're going to have her in the third hour of the broadcast. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number, and we'll also have some trivia for you. Well, the big news of this past week, and by the way, the news report is brought to you by the folks at Stabil. When you store, start with Stabil. It's America's number one fuel stabilizer. For more information, the best place and the only place to visit is the company's website, www.goldeagle.com. The press days of the Tokyo Auto Show are officially history, and a number of my colleagues attended, reporting back to me today that lots of manufacturers weren't there, believe it or not. None of the American manufacturers exhibited at Tokyo. That's the first time in recent memory, probably 25 or 30 years or more, that we've seen that. And a number of the European manufacturers were not there. It was kind of a homegrown Japanese auto show this year, with all the Japanese automakers showing off their wares. Some of the highlights, they showed off the concept version of what is basically a thinly disguised production version of the Lexus supercar. Many said it would never happen, but believe it or not, Lexus is going to build a Ferrari fighter. I don't know what they're thinking, to be honest with you, because the Lexus brand and Toyota in general is a very conservative company. So they're trying to show the world that they can compete with the world's best. So this is a supercar called the LFA. And we'll have more details on this vehicle a little later on in the program. But price for this vehicle will set an all-new high for the Toyota brand, for the Lexus brand. Anywhere from $150,000 to $250,000 will get you this vehicle. And it reportedly will run with the Ferraris and the Lamborghinis and the McLarens of the world and the Nissan GT-Rs. So that will be an interesting one to watch as well. On the more affordable side of the fence, Honda showed off a car they're very proud of. It is called the CR-Z. This is a hybrid vehicle, and it is the first hybrid vehicle that will be available with a manual transmission. Up until now, all hybrids have been exclusively automatic. Most of them are CVT automatics. A few are conventional automatics, but this is the first time that any automaker has attempted to meld the hybrid technology with a manual gearbox, and this is going to be a two-seater. It's going to have a hatchback cargo area, and the name CR-Z is important because stylistically and idealistically, Honda is trying to draw a parallel to a very popular car that they sold back in the 1980s called the CRX. It was a very popular vehicle, kind of a pocket rocket. As a matter of fact, my wife owned one of those cars, and she loved that car. And Another friend of mine, Motor Trend's Todd Lassa, that was one of his first cars as well. So no doubt Honda is hoping to capture the hearts of some of these folks that perhaps own this car as a teenager or a young person, and now they would like to move into the hybrid area and want something a little bit sporty. So watch for that. That is definitely going to be hitting showrooms sometime during model year 2010. Nissan also showed off a very interesting concept vehicle, very hard to describe on the radio. I would encourage you to check out MotorTrend.com for some shots of this. It's kind of a combination glider plane car, and it's made by Nissan, and definitely not for production, but they're kind of showing what they can do. The theme, again, of the Tokyo show was, without question, plug-in hybrids and hybrid vehicles and electric vehicles. Carlos Ghosn, who is the gentleman in charge of Nissan, as well as its sister company, Renault, the French car company, did a presentation there spelling out Nissan's commitment to battery technology, improving batteries, as he sees that to be a major force in the not-too-distant automotive future. Certainly it's not going to dominate the marketplace, but many are predicting perhaps 10, 20, 30% of the vehicles on the road will be electric-powered, completely battery plug-in-powered, not hybrid-powered. So we're going to see some interesting things down the road in the not-too-distant future. Dodge has taken the price tag out for their 2010 Dodge Ram. And by the way, the Dodge Ram pickup truck is basically the only big news for the automaker this year, the heavy-duty version, one of the few changes to the lineup. But they have come out with a statement, and I don't have the specific figures, that the 2010 Ram, which is, you know, a decent vehicle to say the least in the truck market, is going to be priced less than the 2009 counterpart. So that is a definite positive thing as far as I'm concerned. The eyes of the automotive world next week, the first week of November, that is going to shine on the city of Las Vegas, Nevada, where the big SEMA show will be held. The SEMA show is the Specialty Equipment Market Association gathering of the automotive faithful, serving the automotive aftermarket, but is also a place where many of the automakers show off concept vehicles and in the past have showed off production vehicles. I'm unclear on the number of new car makers that are going to be in attendance this year. I know it's down from other years. I've heard 10 or 11. Certainly the domestics will be represented there, as well as the vast majority of the Japanese and Korean brands. Last year, Volkswagen was there and a couple of other European brands. I don't expect that this year. Speaking of European brands, BMW is readying an all-new 5 Series for 2011. And some spy shots are popping up on various places on the Internet. And what does this 2011 5 Series look like? Well, it's going in the direction of the 7 Series, which was all new for model year 2010. It's going to have a more substantial look, is what BMW is calling it, along with a dose of the 5 Series Gran Turismo in the back. The Gran Turismo is the interesting vehicle, the interesting variant of the 5 Series right now, which offers both a hatchback and a trunk in one piece. The front end gets less sculptured treatment, while the rear glass house slopes more steeply into the trunk lid. And it looks like they continue to tweak the iDrive to make it less complicated. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Daddy? What are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, stay, they'll prevent something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
If you love classic cars, what can Hagerty do for you? Offer competitive financing? Yes. Customized insurance? Of course. How about roadside assistance? Sure thing. Maybe tap you into the huge online classic car community? Absolutely. How about calming your wife down when she finds out you just bought that 68 coupe? Sorry, I don't think anyone can do that. A message from Hagerty. Car guys ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about EcoLaBlue, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering your own EcoLaBlue atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the EcoLaBlue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling EcoLaBlue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcoLaBlue on the web at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us here today. We're live across North America. Thank you for being a part of the broadcast. And now sliding up to the microphone, he's a radio talk show host. He's a Korean War vet. I didn't know that until today. He's a former reporter for NBC. He's an automotive journalist, and he's an all-around good guy, Mr. Sam Major.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. I didn't know you were a Korean War vet on top of everything else.
Well, it's an interesting story, Bob. I didn't go to Korea, thank God. They had a couple of slots open up in Europe, and I grabbed one.
Yeah, smart.
You blame me?
Not at all.
Yeah, the company commander called me in and he said, Major, I know you want to go to OCS. You don't want to go to OCS. I can send you to Europe. And I said, when do I leave?
Very good.
Yeah.
And you certainly had your adventures in Vietnam. I remember you telling me the story a while back about a colleague, a journalist who didn't make it back.
Several.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wells Hagen, Peter Bellendorf, cameraman. Wells Hagen, a very well-known correspondent for many years for NBC News. And I thought I might write a book sometime, Bob, because a lot of strange things happened over there in Nam.
Oh, sure. And not to mention all of your radio stories, too. I mean, that's enough. I mean, we could write a story just on the Talk America years alone.
Yeah. Yeah, on favorite talk hosts we've worked with.
Or pseudo talk hosts, anyway.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Let me tell you sometime about Sonny Block.
Yes. Do you know the direction?
God love you, Sonny, wherever you are.
That's right. You know,
the
there's
only
a
man
new
that ever, instead of going to jail, went to, where'd he go, Dominican Republic to do his show? Or
yeah, he had an ISDN in the Dominican Republic, yeah.
I mean, that's one way to do it, I guess.
And did you know that there's actually a new Sun Radio Network?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and I said to the guy, do you realize that there was an old site? He had no idea.
He didn't know.
No.
That's amazing. I thought they were just playing on history.
Yeah, well, it goes to show you. And when I told him a little bit about it, he said, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, right. Did you tell him that it was funded by Liberty Lobby?
I didn't want to scare him too much.
Pretty incredible stories. Yeah, we could write. Maybe you and I should get together. You can write about cars you've loved and hated.
Yeah.
And I can write about radio personalities I've loved and hated.
Absolutely. Meldon, maybe we'll make some real money for once in our lives.
And all the times I've been on in the various markets. Boston's a good one.
It certainly is, and we're on right now.
Oh, yeah.
Alex
the old WMEX, you know.
AM 1060, yeah.
Yeah, Arnie Woo-Woo Ginsburg, Melvin X Melvin.
Yeah.
I remember all that stuff.
Absolutely. The late Jerry Williams. I know you hired Jerry Williams down in Philadelphia when you were program director.
No, I didn't. No? Never hired Jerry. I fired him.
You fired him. I knew it was something. One or the other.
Then I took his girlfriend.
Well, that showed him.
And his slot. See, we got a good book there. We can do something.
Absolutely.
We don't have to deal with the big publishers. We can just slap it up on the internet.
That's right. That's what everybody's doing.
Yeah,
today.
That's true. But let's get to the automobiles, because I've got one good car and one okay car.
All right.
The good car is a Mazda.
All right.
But it's an SUV, and everybody's going, ha, what?
Kind of a crossover, though. It's not your...
Yeah, it is. And how can you call it an SUV if it gets 28 on the highway?
Yeah.
And 20 in the city. Now, Mazda's doing something right.
They are. Yep, they're a good group.
And you can get into this midsize, you call it a crossover, we'll call it the CX-7 Sport. Get into this thing. You don't have to pay 30 grand or 40 grand. You can get into this thing for, are you sitting down? 22.3.
Not a bad deal at all.
Not at all. And you want to load it up, you can't get higher than 26. So you're, you know, go ahead, pay 30,000, 35,000, 40,000, for a really expensive SUV if you want to that gets lousy mileage. Or you can go to Mazda, get the CX-7, and they have some beautiful colors, by the way. You know, I love colors.
I know. Give us some of those colors.
I'm a chump for the colors, you know. And the thing about it, it doesn't drive like an SUV. It's Zoom Zoom, Bob.
It is. Carb-based platform. So once again, you know, that Mazda DNA, the Zoom Zoom, is part of the that driving experience.
Yeah, but you know what I discovered about it?
Yeah.
I fired it up at night and put it in reverse.
Yeah.
And the whole back into the parking lot lit up like a ballpark.
Wow.
I don't know. How do they do that?
Was it get extra large backup lights on?
I don't know. No, it's got a rear view camera.
Oh, okay, sure.
That's
night vision, yeah.
Yeah, but that's secluded for the 26. That's part of your loadout.
Wow.
You still got it for 26.
That's a great deal. Yeah, Jim O'Sullivan.
Yeah, I hope the cops don't get called because of all the light when you back up. I mean, first time ever in a car, Bob, I wanted to just back it up all the time.
So just to check it out.
So I could see this. It was very impressive.
And you,
like the time that I parked the car and it had a shot from the satellite of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for parking and safety and all that kind of stuff. And I thought to myself, where are they getting this shot? This is showing this car from the roof down.
I know.
So where it had to be a GPS thing, right?
It would have to be, definitely, from the roof down, yeah.
That I should have done some investigating there. But anyway, this is a great SUV, Bob. It's a 2.5-liter, 16-valve engine, got the zoom-zoom, and here's the thing. It does not drive like an SUV. It drives like a sedan.
Mm-hmm, which is
and
a good thing.
Now, I've been in some Mazda sedans, they don't drive as good as this CX-7 does.
Interesting. Wow.
So, you know, you might really, those people who are thinking about, oh, gee, maybe I'd like to go back and get one of those old-fashioned SUV things, but I don't want to pay $40,000 for something that's going to give me 15 miles to a gallon. Go check Mazda's CX-7. I'm not kidding you.
And you like the interior, the layout?
The interior is beautiful. The colors are beautiful. This is a 2010 we're talking about, not a 2009, so it's hit the showroom now. And let me see if I got anything else on colors, because I think that they, by the way, gets the highest safety ratings of any SUV, 5-star safety on everything.
Excellent. Well, when we come back, we'll check on the colors of the Mazda CX-7 with Stan Major. Invite your calls as well. Emails, bob@autoworldradio.com. This is Auto World.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe has an effective side.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We are back. We are live all across North America on great radio stations like the business station AM 1060 WBIX in Boston. Everybody down at Bowling Green on WKCT AM 930. Everybody in Iowa in the Midwest, KXEL country. Hello. And everybody on all of our other great affiliate stations. Sam Major is with us as he is quite often. We're talking about the Mazda CX-7, and before the break, you were going to look up some colors on this vehicle. What's the latest there?
Well, I had the black one. Now, they don't call it just black anymore. Okay, it's not black. This is brilliant black clear coat.
Wow.
Is that impressive or what?
That definitely is impressive.
How about plain old white? Nope, not anymore. Crystal white pearl mica.
Wow, they threw the mica in there too.
Liquid silver metallic.
Well, that sounds fast, yeah.
Stormy blue.
Very good.
And probably your best choice might be black cherry. It really looks good on an SUV. You can go with a copper red and be like a fire truck, you know, if you want to. But my personal choice, if I was getting one of these things, I think would be the black cherry. This is the CX-7. It's terrific. And it's been a long time, Bob, since I said terrific about an SUV, hadn't it?
Definitely, but I'm a fan of the Mazda stuff. The president of Mazda, Jim O'Sullivan, is one of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet. And
well, next time you talk to him, you tell him as an old friend of yours who would just love to have the money to buy a CX-7, and he recommended it to everybody. Maybe you'll give me one.
Who knows? You never can tell.
Now we've got to go to a vehicle of a different sort.
Yes. For a different generation.
The Nissan Cube. I don't know. Have you seen one of these, Bob?
Oh, unfortunately I have, yes.
Here's what the reviewer in the New York Times said. Tokyo chic and deeply strange.
All in one sentence.
I just said, I said, I wouldn't go that far, but this is a different-looking vehicle, which may take some getting used to. It is odd-shaped with lots of glass. And here's a problem, Bob, and I don't know that it's very big in Japan, okay? They've been there for years in Japan. The problem that immediately struck me is there's so much glass that there's just everything reflects. And it's a safety problem.
Yeah,
there's stuff on both the passenger window, which is huge, and your driver's window. If you make a turn, stuff is reflecting, especially if the sun's out and it's bright. There's things reflecting on all this glass. I never run into that in a car.
No, well, I think it's the boxy shape, too, that makes it to reflect even more. If it was more of a traditional vehicle, the glass would be curved more and wouldn't have that reflective capability.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Bob, what do you think the circle shag carpet is on the top? Is that where you sit your little dog?
Yeah, it's all part of that youthful flair that's supposed to be part of the cube as it's kind of geared at the 20-something set or even less, believe it or not.
Well, I could understand that if the price was a little bit lower.
Yeah, I know.
But, they make you load this up. Now, you can go in for 14, but you're not going to find one for 14. You're going to find one for about 23 in the showroom.
Lots of accessories.
Yeah.
What did yours have? Did it have a lot of the funky stuff?
Had the bungee cords on the. you think I'm serious, right? Bungee cords. What are they for?
Well,
I don't know what they're for. They're for watching the shag carpet, I guess.
Well, the idea is this younger generation, and perhaps our producer in studio there at GCN, Matt, could shed light on this. You know, they're active folks. They like to throw in canoes and kayaks and all that
kind of
stuff.
I'll tell you what the bungee cords are for. They're wrapped around the door handles on each side, and they're to carry stuff. Now, who was the comedian who did this thing about all my stuff? I had to get all my stuff.
I know who you mean.
Maybe. That's a good trivia question, yeah.
Yeah, 800-259-9231.
He would have a great time with this, Bob.
That's right, 800-259-9231, if you can answer Stan's question on that. Or if you've seen the cube, or if you want to vote for the ugliest box on wheels, the nominees are the Nissan Cube, the Scion XB. My favorite is the Kia Soul. That one, at least, is palatable.
Oh, I like the Kia Soul.
Yeah,
I
that's
like
a decent looking one. But some of these other boxes on wheels, very popular in Japan, though.
We have two colors to point out to you for the boxer, like whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
Bitter chocolate.
Bitter. Oh, interesting.
And steel gray. It isn't just gray anymore, silver. It's steel gray.
Steel gray, wow.
Steel gray,
sounds
yeah.
like something belongs in a Mercedes, but bitter chocolate, you know, kind of like a bitter taste of looking at the thing, you know?
It gets the interesting thing is it gets 30 on the highway.
Tiny
but
engine.
28 on in the city, and I just wonder, if it gets 28 in the city, why doesn't it do a lot better than 30 on the highway, for heaven's sakes?
Well, aerodynamically, it's like a brick going down the road, number one.
And that's the biggest compliment you can give it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. How do you like that rear window? Very interesting little rear window treatment on it, too.
Yeah, very big. And, you know, all you need is for the kids is a projector, and you can just show your movies on it. And widescreen yet.
Exactly.
Letterbox.
This is an interesting vehicle, and again, they're targeted at the teenagers. And
is it going to make it, though, over here? Or is this just going to be one of those things that comes in, they try it for a couple of years, and it just kind of fades out? Because they've got so many great cars. They've got the Versa, you know.
Yeah, it will depend on the price of gas. And the Honda Element is another one of my favorite ugly vehicles. Yeah, it's same boxy type of vehicle, but be interesting to see. This vehicle, Stan, I'd be interested to get your take on the interior. It has a lot of unusual knobs and switches in kind of funky places. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the shag carpet, of course.
The throwback to the 70s, huh?
I'll tell you, it was interesting. I never had so many stares in my life driving a vehicle since I can't remember when.
Well, that may be part of the appeal.
But nobody walked up to it in the parking lot to look it over closely. Isn't that interesting? Is that telltale?
It does, yeah. So people were looking at it for the wrong reasons, then, it sounds like.
I think so. I don't think it's good news for Nissan.
No, but decent fuel economy. I agree with you. It seems like they have the gearing wrong or something. It should really get better highway miles per gallon, but... you know, it's
if you're looking for a small vehicle that's going to save you some money at the pump, 28 and 30 doesn't make much sense. 28's good, but if it gets 28, then I think you're going to ask the salesman, how come it only gets 30 on the highway? And he's going to explain that to you, and good luck.
Has it got one of those CVT transmissions, or is it a regular automatic transmission? Which one did yours
have? Oh, you would have to ask me those kind of questions about the engines. I make this print so small on these sticker things. It's 1.8-liter DOHC four-cylinder engine, 122 horsepower, 127 torque.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Well, it tells me the engine
stuff.
Hey,
let's talk about all the Chevrolets that have ever been
made.
Yeah, I didn't
even...
You want to do that?
Let's do that. On the other side, 800-259-9231 if you want to say hello. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you.
Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get 3 bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Stan Major, and we got a caller on the line listening on WPYT in Pittsburgh, and the gentleman's name is, once again, Mark. Thanks so much for calling in.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Stan.
Mark, how are you?
Okay.
Did the Steelers win?
Yeah, 27-17.
Great. Congratulations. Yeah. Anything that is negative with Brett Favre is all right with me.
My producer, Matt, is not going to like that, Stan.
Bob, it's always enjoyable when you have Stan on. He's a hoot.
Yes, he is. No question about it.
Hey, that comedian that did the comedy routine on Stuff was George Carlin.
Yeah, George Carlin. He was famous. Didn't he do a whole album called Stuff or something?
I'm not sure, but I know he's done a pretty good routine.
He'd have a good time with his bungee cords.
Yeah. Well, he said you wouldn't need a house if you didn't have so much stuff.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Or a car.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, thanks for calling in with that, and we'll put you in the running for the Busted Knuckle Garage Prize. Do you have a favorite new car out there?
Oh, there's quite a few, but I've been looking at the new Camaros.
Oh, yeah, nice car, yeah. Perfect segue, because we're going to talk now about all the Chevrolets ever made. Stan has made a list, and I'm impressed.
No, I didn't make that. I cannot take credit for this. I pulled it off some news story, and I don't know how many. I've got 3 pages of Chevrolets. There is no doubt the Chevrolet division of General Motors has been busy down through the years.
Definitely.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
Hang on for Matt. We're going to get all your info, and we'll put you in the running for that prize. So,
Bob, I'll bet you didn't know that there was a Chevrolet Bison.
I did not. No, there's a number on here.
1977 to 1988. Did you get your list?
Yeah, I sure did.
Okay,
yeah.
Chevrolet Bison. What is a Bison? It sounds like a huge SUV-type thing, like a, you know, these big SUVs now.
Yeah, it does.
Was it a truck?
We're going to have to do research on that, because I should know that. It must have been a truck.
The Chevrolet Bison.
And the Apache was only around for 1 year, so that was a miserable failure, 58-59. Well, I don't remember the...
We'll have to keep our eyes open and see which ones were had the shortest stint and which ones are still sticking around. I wonder if they had anything from, like, the 70s that's still around.
Oh, yeah, let's see.
Yeah, the Camaro 67.
Yeah, the Camaro was around for a long time, then went away, and now it's back, of course.
Yeah.
And then, look at the Caprice. I mean, the Caprice had a long run, too.
Yeah, but the Cavalier didn't.
No, the Cavalier was short-lived, but boy, they sold a lot of them for a while. They sold a lot of those celebrities, too. God only knows why.
Yeah.
But they did. Citation, yeah, that. But
the Chevette, the Citation, the Cobots, the new one.
Yeah, exactly.
And Colorado's a truck, right?
That's right. It's a little truck.
Yeah, then the Corsica, and, of course, the infamous Corvair.
That's right.
How can we ever forget or forgive Ralph Nader and the Corvair?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was a van variant of the Corvair.
No, he wasn't a fan. He's the one that put him out of business.
No, I'm referring to the Greenbrier, the van version of the Corvair. I didn't realize that there was a van version. Wow.
Hmm.
Huh.
Well, I guess that it looks like it started them up at the same time.
Yeah.
But the van got dropped out.
And the Corvette, of course, is still around.
And my son, my 20-year-old son, just loves El Caminos. I mean, he just, I cannot explain to you. He would rather have an old El Camino that looks, you know, reasonably good than a brand-new car.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's funny because, you know, up until the recent restructuring within General Motors, there was going to be a brand new car that was going to be just like an El Camino. It was going to be a Pontiac. It was from Australia. It's sold in Australia right now. They were going to bring that in. They were going to have a modern version of the El Camino, but it's been killed, of course.
Well, I guess all the folks with the classic El Caminos would be happy about that.
Definitely, yeah. Let's see
what else we got here.
Boy, some of these. What's the Kodiak?
I have no idea what some of these are.
Might be
Kingswood. Some of these were around the world. They weren't released. The Monza was.
Yeah, no, the Monza was around.
And the Monte Carlo.
That had a long run. Look at that. It went away for a while, and then it came back, 70 to 88, 95 to 2007.
Well, the Malibu actually started in 64. I didn't know that.
Yep.
And went away and then came back?
And it came back for a brief. No, it came back. It's still around. Of course, the all-new one is. You drove the all-new one. You were very impressed with it.
It was a very impressive car. And I see a lot of them on the road.
Yeah, no, that's a very good
somebody's
car.
Buying General Motors.
Yep, they're
definitely. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of Pontiacs, Bob. What's going on with Pontiacs? Why are people buying so many Pontiacs?
They're giving them away. I mean,
is that it?
Yeah, I mean, there's tremendous deals on the Pontiacs, and you know, if you especially the one to get, the collectible item is that G8, which is that rear-wheel drive sedan, the V8. Powered. It was originally they were going to make a Chevrolet version of that too, but that also an Australian source vehicle. There's great deals to be had on all things Pontiac because it's going away. And of course, Saturn now is going away.
Yeah,
who
owns Saturn today?
Well, it was going to be sold to Roger Penske, the entrepreneur, whatever you want to call him, and he decided the last moment, two outs and two strikes, that, nah, he'll pass. So now that's going to, looks like it's just going to go out of business.
Really?
Yeah. Boy, I love the names of some of these. The Parkwood, that was a miserable failure, 59 to 61. Look at that. That didn't.
Now they have a Chevrolet Omega, but they don't put out any dates. Do you think that just came on and went off that quick?
You know, because the Omega, there was an Oldsmobile Omega. Remember?
That's right.
So this,
I don't know why it's on the Chevy list. Maybe that's just.
I have a feeling, you know, the Nova. What Nova in Mexican means won't run, and so maybe they called the Nova the Omega in Mexico.
Incredible.
Exactly.
Incredible. So the old joke about Jack Kennedy on the Berlin Wall, he said, ich bin mein Berliner, which means I'm a donut. You like that, boss?
I didn't know that. Wow, that's very good. And the first Brazilian Chevrolet, wow, the Opala. How do you like that? Jeez. There's some really interesting ones here on this. This is chock full of trivia possibilities, Stan.
Well,
this,
you
this
can see they finally ran out of names and had to start coming up with symbols and numbers.
I like the last one on the list, only 1 year. The Yeoman, Yeoman, however you would pronounce that, Y-E-O-M-A-N.
Now, there can be no I guess there can be a Ford list comparable to this, can't there?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
With that many Fords? I mean, you're talking about old Henry Ford starting out with that.
Yeah, what's the oldest one on this list here? I noticed there was one from the 1920s.
I should have gone through that and marked that for our interest, for our listeners' interest, and I didn't do that.
The Superior Sedan was in the 1920s. The Suburban, look at that, it's been around since 1936.
Isn't that something? That must be the record.
Yeah, no, that's definitely the record. The Corvette, 53, so that one really blows that away, yeah. Wow.
I'm still fascinated by the Bison. I'd sure like to know what the Bison was.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. What was the Bison manufactured?
Chevrolet Bison.
77 to 88, so,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, had to be big, something big.
Had to be a truck.
It wouldn't be a dinky little car.
It wasn't a car. I would have known a car.
Did you ever hear of the Bruin?
No, the Boston Bruins, but not a Bruin, no.
But not a Chevrolet Bruin.
Again, it must have been sold in Canada or something. 78, although they hated the Boston Bruins in Canada, so I can't imagine them liking that. 78 to 88?
Incredible.
Oh, incredible.
Let me get my email out, will you?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Stan Major, STANMAJOR at AOL.com. Thank you, Bob.
We'll talk with you soon. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.